Kum lernen la Black Gemara, we are up to Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph by the Mishnah. It's the famous Mishnah. We had it in Sukkah as well, the discussion here similar. And remember. Okay, can you hear me now? We're up to the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin.
I can't hear you because of your mask. You're on and off.
Okay, I'll hold it here. Tell me if you can hear me now. Is it better?
Yes.
Okay.
I can hear you now.
Okay. So where we are up to the Mishnah of Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. This Mishnah, we had in Psachim, but we also referred to it in Sukkah and in other places. You can't hear me? Sorry for all the bilbulim. We're ready to begin now. We're in the Mishnah of Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. It's a famous Mishnah, and we have it sometimes throughout Shas and the Shainim and so on and so forth. And this is the idea that if a person does not vary by mistake, then obviously you have to bring a karma chattas. If it was an oinus, you know, without your fault, then you don't bring a karma chattas. What happens if the mitzvah got you all excited? Like we had in Sukkot of Mem Aleph over there, that he took out a lulav on Shabbos. Of course, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, but it was the mitzvah of lulav got you all excited. So we have Rabbi Yossi there who wants to say your pater. says the Mishnah, Misha hoyu loy shenei tenoikis. If somebody had two children to circumcise, Echad lomer b'echad b'shabbos, one of them was born on a Sunday, Acher Shabbos, so therefore his bris is on Sunday. And Echad lomer b'shabbos, and one of them had to be circumcised on Shabbos, which we learned before, the mitzvah is to do it on its day, Shabbos. But what happened was, v'shachach, you forgot, umol eshel Acher HaShabbos b'shabbos. You mauled the kid that was supposed to be circumcised on Sunday on Shabbos. That's called a tor b'dvar mitzvah. You made a mistake because of the mitzvah, got you all excited. And you did not end up doing a mitzvah because you circumcised the Sunday one on Shabbos. Then it's chayv. Now, actually, there's a big argument in the poskim, the Shagaz Aryeh. The Rosh over here learns that you have fulfilled the mitzvah of Bris Milah if you did it before the right time, even though you should have done it on the 8th day. Rashi clearly says here, Rashi in Dibra Maskol Shahu, he says that a lav mitzvah of it, if you mala early, did not do a mitzvah. And Shach and Shulchan Aruch and others talk about whether you did a mitzvah or not. Anyway, but even if you did a mitzvah, you didn't do the mitzvah the way you're supposed to. You weren't supposed to do the mitzvah. So what happened was you got excited because of the mitzvah, but you didn't end up doing a mitzvah. In this case, the Tana of our Mishnah holds chayiv. Everyone agrees in that case that you bring a karma chatas because you don't have an excuse. You didn't end up doing a mitzvah. What about if Echad Lomar Be'er Shabbos, Echad Lomar Be'er Shabbos, you had two kids, one had to be given Malad on Friday, one on Shabbos, V'shachach, and you got all mixed up, and you got the wrong one, U'mol Eshel Ere Shabbos V'Shabbos, you circumcised the Friday one on Shabbos. So you did a mitzvah here, but it wasn't pressing to do it on Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer says, Chayiv Chatas. You had no right to circumcise a milah shaloi bezmana on Shabbos, or bring a karma chatas. Because a milah, if it's not a mitzvah, is making a chabur, a wound on Shabbos, it's the isa deraisa. Rabbi Shua poitim, Rabbi Shua patas, because he says, tor bedvar mitzvah, the osa mitzvah, the fact that you did a mitzvah, because even though it's a delayed bris, you did a mitzvah, you are pater. Because the mitzvah got too excited, so you're like an oinus, and you are pater. Says the Gemara, so that's the version of the Machlekes Kontan Mishnah, that Torah b'dvar mitzvah v'loy osa mitzvah, everyone holds that you're chayiv. Torah b'dvar mitzvah v'osa mitzvah is an argument. Says like Rabbi Yehuda Master Chayiv, Rabbi Yehuda is a mission the way we learned it, but Rabbi Yehuda Master Potter, Rabbi Yehuda actually learns a different version altogether than his Potter. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda Master Chayiv, Tani b'lid na b'raisa, which is identical to our Mishnah, Omer, Rabbi Shimon Lozer. Lo nechle kod Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shua, Mishoy lebeis tereik, and then I'll argue, if you have two kids, Echel Lomel b'Shabbos, Echel Lomel l'Achel Shabbos, one for Shabbos, one for Sunday. The Shachar, you forgot, Umol l'shal Achel Shabbos b'Shabbos, you circumcised the Sunday one on Shabbos. Shu Chayiv, you definitely Chayiv, why? Because you didn't do a mitzvah, so you had no right. So therefore, you bring karbachatas. Aman nechelku. What's the argument? Amisha hayu lebeit tonight because echel lomah be'erev Shabbos, echel lomah Shabbos. V'shachi, you forgot. Umol eshal Shabbos b'Shabbos. You erev Shabbos Shabbos. You circumcised the Friday one on Shabbos when you had no right to circumcise that one on Shabbos, but you did. But you did fulfill the mitzvah. Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatas. Rabbi Shua poitim. In other words, even Rabbi Shua says you're potter, it is only because you had to do a mitzvah on Shabbos, you just mixed up. So the mitzvah got you excited. In other words, if you only had one kid, according to everybody, that was supposed to be circumcised on Friday, by mistake you did on a Shabbos, that's not a Torah mitzvah. You had no pressure to do a mitzvah on Shabbos. So what's your excuse? You should have done it on Friday. It's because you had another child who had to be circumcised on Shabbos, so therefore you got excited because of the mitzvah, and as a result of that, you made a mistake. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, Torah b'drav mitzvah, the awesome mitzvah, because even though you mallowed the Friday one a day late, the fact is you did a mitzvah, therefore it's like an honor, so you're a potter. Both compare it to Avodah Zarah, because that's the paradigm for a shaygig that you bring Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Elazar Sofer, how do we equate it to Avodah Zarah? Ma Avodah Gechavim Amar Rachman Alei Saved, don't do it. V'chiyav and Mechayv, if you ever did it, you bring Karmachatos, no, Achin Amar Shalom, no difference here. But Rabbi Shua says, no, Hossam over there, you know why Avodah Zarah, the La Mitzvah, you're not doing a Mitzvah when you're doing the Avodah. Hocha Mitzvah here, when the fact is you're circumcised, you're Malad, you did a Mitzvah. Is Rabbi Yehuda Masni Potter? Rabbi Yehuda holds a different version altogether. He learns that everyone agrees if Torah b'dvar mitzvah, the osa mitzvah knows, if you did the Friday one on Shabbos, everyone agrees you're pater. Because the fact is you got excited because of the mitzvah, you had another child that had to give mal on Shabbos, and you did a mitzvah. Everyone knows you're pater. Their argument is going to be the other way around. Torah b'dvar mitzvah, the loy osa mitzvah. You took the Sunday one and you did it on Shabbos. What happens? There's no argument if there were two children. Echad lama be'edav Shabbos. Ve'echad lama b'Shabbos. V'shachar, you forgot to mola shal edav Shabbos b'Shabbos. You circumcised the Friday one on Shabbos. Shu potter, you're potter. Amma nechrako, what are they arguing on? Amisha hoye loy beis tonight, because he had two kids. Echad lama l'achar Shabbos, one for Sunday. Ve'echad lama b'Shabbos, one for Shabbos. V'shachar, you forgot. Umo shal achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. You did the Sunday one on Shabbos. Abelezol chayv chattis. Because why? Because he didn't do a mitzvah. And Rabbi Yeshua pointed, Rabbi Yeshua holds that you are potter. As Rashi explained, he did not do a mitzvah at all. In fact, this seems to lend itself to the idea that if you do a bris earlier than this time, you didn't do a mitzvah. And Ushnei Lem do, and they both again compare it to
Avodah. According to Rashi,
yeah.
According to Rashi in the Mishnah, where Rashi says that he made actually a chabura, he didn't make a mitzvah. So the Gabbai Rashi would have to do it again. Hatov was done bris or something, right?
Exactly. According to Rashi, he didn't do anything. You need a tafas dam bris to be cut. Exactly. According to the Rosh, that's the whole shach in Shulchan Aruch in your day there, and others. Right. And the shach is Aryeh. It's a big thing by Nachman. The Minchas Chinuch, big deal. But the normal pshat in the Gemara lends itself to Rashi that this is the case of Torah b'dvar mitzvah v'loy osa mitzvah, which sounds like not that you didn't do the mitzvah correctly. You didn't do the mitzvah at all. They're going to have to learn you didn't do the mitzvah correctly because you did it early. Here, a milish alay bizmana, you did do it correctly. You should have done it at the right time, but now is the correct time to do it. A milish bizmana is never correct to do it before the time. Ushnein let them do, again, they both learn from Avodah Zarah. Rabbeleza Sobek, don't do the chiyav and mechayiv. Hochanam makes no difference, so therefore you're chayiv. And Rabbi Shua, hosom le torah mitzvah there, even though you didn't do mitzvah, but at least over there, you didn't get excited because of mitzvah. Why are you doing Avodah Zarah? Hocha torah mitzvah, even though you didn't end up doing a mitzvah, it's the mitzvah of mila that got you excited, so therefore it's different than you are potter. In other words, it's like an oinus. You know, you got all excited because the Torah got you excited. It wasn't something from within yourself. Tony, we learned Rabbi Chiya's version was we say the nech Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. This is Rabbi Meir's version. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Al Misha Hayyulay based on you had two kids. Echad Lamo be Eder Shabbos, one for Friday, ve Echad Lamo Shabbos for Shabbos. V'shachachum Mole shall Eder Shabbos Shabbos. You malo the Friday on Shabbos. Shuchayev, you definitely chayev. Why you chayiv? Because you did. You did the wrong one. He holds that everyone holds that if you did the Friday one on Shabbos, even though you actually ended up doing a mitzvah, you chayiv. We'll soon see what's the logic in that. L'chayit, it's a tovah mitzvah, also mitzvah. If not, everyone holds that you are potter. At least Rabbi Shua should hold you potter. Ama nechelku, according to Rabbi Chiya's version, Ami shahoye loy based tonight, because he had two kids, echad lomer achad Shabbos, echad lomer b'Shabbos, one Sunday, one Shabbos, v'shochach umol shal achad Shabbos b'chayv, v'Shabbos, you mal it Sunday and Shabbos, le'lel chayv chattis, and Rabbi Shua poiter. Now, l'chayit, it's hard to understand Rabbi Shua. If Rabbi Shua says he did the Friday one on Shabbos, even though you ended up doing a mitzvah, Rabbi Yeshua says that you are chayiv, how can it be if you did the Sunday one on Shabbos, which you did not end up doing a mitzvah, and he says you are potter? What possible logic is there in that? What's the rationale? So he was asked, "Hash to Rabbi Yeshua say for the loy kavim mitzvah?" Point. Rachel, he asked Marcel Lebron, "The kavim is a chayiv. If you can tell me that the Sunday one on Shabbos you are potter, even though you didn't do a mitzvah, then surely Rabbi Yeshua should hold that the Friday one on Shabbos you should be potter because you did a mitzvah." Amir Rabbi Yana, this is an exceptional case. It's different than before. You know what we're talking about over here? What happened was that on Friday you malad the Shabbos one. So therefore, when it came to Shabbos, you had no right to mala anyone. In the way we learned till now, you had two children, one of them to mala on Shabbos, one on Friday, and when you went ahead to mala, the one that you should have mala on Shabbos, by mistake you mala the one from Friday. So you had a mitzvah right now, the pressure was on, you just made a mistake. Here, once you mala the Shabbos one on Friday, you no longer had a mitzvah on Shabbos. So where's the tabed va mitzvah here? Here the problem is not whether you did the mitzvah, you didn't do the mitzvah, here the problem is all the way around. There's no pressure from a mitzvah because the bris that was meant to be on Shabbos you already did on Friday. L'choyda, you can ask them, maybe what about that toughest dam bris? From this part of the Gemara, it seems that maybe if you did the Shabbos one on Friday, you already did the mitzvah. Sounds more like the Rosh than like Rashi. And therefore, there's nothing left on Shabbos. Because if you know like Rashi, if you did the Shabbos on Friday, you did nothing, there's still a mitzvah to mala this child. Unless Hatofas Dan Bris you don't do on Shabbos because you did something already before, it's less of a pressure, you can wait. But according to Rashi, you did nothing before, why shouldn't you do Hatofas? That's the Bris that you have to do. Anyway, that's all part of the discussion. Says the Gemara, Amri Rabbi Yana, the Reish is talking about Kigoyin, she called them a Moshe Shabbos, the Shabbos before Shabbos, Lenitna Shabbos Ledachas. You no longer have any pressure on Shabbos. You have nothing to push Shabbos away because you're already malad on Friday. You have no child to malad here. Because there's no Torah or Mitzvah. Sefer, Nitna Shabbos Ledachas. In the second case, when you did the Sunday one on Shabbos, you haven't malad yet the Shabbos one. So therefore, you had the pressure. So they hold that if you did the Sunday one on Shabbos, so it's a Torah b'dvar mitzvah and v'loyas mitzvah and you are potter. But Friday is talking about a unique case where there's nothing left to be done on Shabbos because you already malad the Shabbos one on Friday. Okay, your child, you don't have to mal on Shabbos, but the mitzvah mila applies to Shabbos. So why don't we say that there's pressure? Says the Gemara, the whole part is he an oinus? What makes you an oinus? If you have pressure from the Torah to do a mitzvah, you get all excited, you get lost, so therefore you're an oinus. Someone else has a mitzvah mila, what does have to do with you? So there's no the Gemara thought, it's not a question of pressure, it's just maybe some kind of zeis hakasav that since mila pushes away Shabbos, makes the whole thing easier. The verse says, no, the whole verse is that it's like an onus because the Torah applied pressure on you. And in this case, you don't have pressure, just because someone else has the bris mila, not you. The Gemara continues, now caught in a child, nimo lishmoina, a child can be circumcised on the eighth, sometimes on the eighth day, usually it's on the eighth day, but sometimes Letitia. As we'll see, if the child is born during twilight, and we're not sure if twilight is considered day or is considered night. And very important to remember that in twilight, there's different options about twilight. Another option of twilight is that part of twilight is day and part of twilight is night. Because the simple question would be, if it was born at 6:45, which let's say is in the middle of Bein HaShemoshah's twilight, then 8 days from now, Malin the same time, 6:45, Bein HaShemoshah. So whatever halacha was last week, that's halacha now. What's the big issue? The issue is that it's possible that part of twilight is day and part of twilight is night, and time keeps on moving, and maybe last week the time the minute was born was considered day, and today what you're doing is considered night. So we don't know. Ula Sada sometimes 10, Ulachan 11, Ula Yubay sometimes 12. Le Pachad Le Yosef, never less and never more. Ketzad. Kid darker normally, Lishmoina, 8 day. No, the Medishmos of twilight, Nima Letes, the 9th day, because we don't know which day it is. You know, the Bein HaShemoshah LeShabbos is born on Friday night. You cannot mala on the 9th day because Shabbos, a suffix doesn't push away Shabbos like we had before. So it must be do it on Sunday. So it's number 10. Nima LaSara. What about Yom Tov Shabbos? If Yom Tov is on Sunday and Amila Shaleba's mana does not push away Yom Tov either, so you have to wait till Monday if it was born Friday night twilight. So Nima LaChad Asar. And what about Beis Yomim Shalosh Hashanah? 2 days of Hashanah. Nima LeShnei Masel. Then you circulate told Rabbi Machlek is a poskim whether only Rosh Hashanah do we say that a mila shalei bezmana on the second day is not doicha. What about every Yom Tov, Shavuos, Pesach? A mila shalei bezmana, the child becomes healthy, you can circumcise the second day Yom Tov, which is only midur rabbanon. What do we, especially today, it's only minig avasein abiyadein, it's a minig, like we're learning more about. What do we do then? Do you circumcise on the second day Yom Tov or not? So that meant it's big machlekes. But there are those who say that the reason why the Mishnah chose 2 days of Shana is because that's the only Yom Tov that in with the Tanoim word that you can do 2 days. And katan hachoil, if a child was sick, ein moilin oise achi yavri, you don't circumcise until it becomes healthy. Do you do it immediately or 8 days later? We'll see in a minute. It says in Gemara Shmuel, chilatz techama, if the child is totally sick and he has, you know, like the very, very hot fever and feverish, and the entire body is sick, noistin like kol zayin lahav roisei, you gotta give him 7 days to be, after he becomes well, before you do a bris. Iboiluhu mi be'inan me'eis le'eis, do we need, let's say he was born 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he got very, very sick, and then he became well, 2 o'clock, he's pronounced well, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Do you need to wait 8 days, 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Or just like when you're born, it's the 8th day, it doesn't matter what time you were born, it's the 8th day, the same thing here. Toshma coming here, the Tony Luda, Luda is a chacham, and he said, Yoim haver osu, the day that you become well, this child who was very ill, is infirmed, became well, is kiyem of all days, no different than the day he was born. So we till chayda, just like when you're born, it makes no difference about time. Same thing when it comes. Well, my la, my yom he vold loy beinam meisle. You don't need it. After yom he brosh loy beinam. You don't need 24 hours. Someone said, no. Odif yom havra osem yom avoldoi. That no, when you become well, it's stronger or than the day you were born. In what way? Nil yom he voldoi, the day that you were born loy beinam meisle. You don't need. But ilu yom haver also being meislei. But if let's say that you got healthy, you need meislei. In other words, if a child was totally sick and became well 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the bris cannot be before 2 o'clock in the afternoon 8 days later. If the child was only sick on one particular limb, then we don't have to wait at all. As soon as it gets better, you can do it straight away. But if it was sick all over, you got to wait 8 days for a bris. Says the Mishnah, we're still talking about Mila ve'eluhen. We said before that there's little strings left over, and they're called tzitzin. Some of them, I'm akvin, hold the Mila back, and some of them don't. And we discussed on Shabbos, if you're in the middle of the bris, you can continue the whole thing, but if you stop and then you want to go back, then you can. Then you have to, on Shabbos, you can't do it. And big machlek is then about, you know, tzitzin that are not ma'akiv, it's merely a hidden mitzvah to cut them off. And the question is, you know, let's say you did not cut them off and you come back to cut them off. Do you make a bracha on the bris of that part of those strings? Because the question is, do you make a bracha on a hidu mitzvah when it's not attached to a mitzvah? You already finished the mitzvah, completed the mitzvah, not hidu. And where this comes to the gate to us is, let's say somebody lit Chanukah licht and it's the fifth night, all you had was 4 candles. And then later, you made a bracha and everything else, later you obtained another candle. So, let's say it's a big machlek if you light 4 on the fifth night or you just light one, but now you want to light the rest of the candles, it's purely hidden mitzvah. Do you make a bracha Chanukah again on hidden mitzvah or not? And all based on this sugi here of tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin. Whether you make a bracha again, whether hidden without a mitzvah, what happens? Some say hidden without a mitzvah is much weaker. Some say hidden without a mitzvah is much stronger. Because hidden part of a mitzvah, it's ancillary to the mitzvah. But if it's on its own and the focus is on the hidden, it becomes significant. Others say, hidur, not attached to a mitzvah, what is it? What is it? What is it? So it all depends, if I told you last time, if hidur mitzvah is a continuation of a mitzvah, hidur mitzvah is a mitzvah in its own right. If it's a continuation of the mitzvah and you already did the mitzvah, then there's very little left. But if you learn that hidur mitzvah is a separate mitzvah, so even though you did the mitzvah, but now we have a separate mitzvah called hidur, and therefore it's significant. And that's the machlekes. Rav Elul Briske has a whole arichas on it, and basically everyone talks about it. Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah. Eilu hein titin hama akvinus and mila. The following are strings that hold back the mila. Basar hachoife es reiva torah. The flesh that goes around the actual member, the crown of the member, that is significant, you must remove it. Ve'enu oichel b'truma. As long as you didn't remove it, he cannot eat truma. For example, a koyin, an oral, you know, is not circumcised, cannot eat truma. This is considered an oral. The im hoya bal basa. What about if he's a very fat person? And therefore, it appears like there's flesh above the member, even after you remove the membrane. And it's as if it covered it, but really it's not. It's not the membrane, it's just other flesh from the rest of the member that's hanging down. Is misaknoi, so you should fix that up with a knife, mipnei marasa'ain. So he shouldn't look like an oral, but really he's not an oral, because it's not the skin of the member. What about mol v'loy pora? So you have the bris itself, and then you have to remove, and you cut the skin, but then you have to rip the skin open to reveal the rest of the tip of the member. That's called priya. So mol, if you did the mila part, the loy part, you didn't do the priya part. Priya literally means revealing. If you didn't do that, ki'ilu lemol, as if you didn't mala at all. Says the Gemara, it doesn't only mean the membrane around it, even the membrane, the length of it as well. If you didn't cut through the membrane, the tire, and on top of the crown over there, it's as if you didn't fully mallow the child. And the meal is not good. If you're fleshy, cotton hamasurbul b'basar, a child that is fleshy and has plenty of flesh there, and looks like he's can't tell if he's gemal or not. Roinosha, this is what you do. Kol zman shemiskasha, if whatever his member becomes stiff, the nida mol, and then because it becomes longer, you can see that he was circumcised, then ein tzarich lamol, you don't have to mal again. But if not, you cannot tell, even after it becomes stiff, then tzarich lamol, then you have to circumcise. Because it appears this middle wasn't complete. The masnita to the Iceland very similar, but on the flip side, the ainer need a mole. It doesn't. The Mishmuel said, if it appears mole, that's the only time you do nothing. If it doesn't appear, you have to do something. The Shimon Gamliel's version is, if it doesn't appear mole, you have to malav. If not, you don't have to. My benayu, what's the difference? Ike benayu. Nida ve nida. What about if you only if you see that it's gemalot? But what about if it's an interim stage? You don't see gemalot, but you don't see that it's not gemalot. You can't really tell. According to Shmuel, you have to mal again because he says you have to see it's gemalot. But according to the Braisa, only if it appears not gemalot. But if you cannot tell which way or another, you don't have to mal again. Molvalei pora, says the Gemara, toni rabbanon. We learn there's a few brachas to be made. Hamol, the one who actually does the bris mila, the moyel or the father, Oimer, he makes a bracha asher kiddushan mitzvayitzivanu al hamila. That's the bracha he makes on the mila. Avi haben, then the father of the son says asher kiddushan mitzvayitzivanu lehachnisoy bebrisa shel Avram Avinu. Oimnim sham, and all those people are standing there. Oimnim, we all answer. So what we say today is from the Gemara: kishem shenichnas the bris, kach yichonis leteide ulechupa ulemaisa tayvim. Big machlekes and Rishonim over here, you can see the taste on the side, the Rush and all the Rishonim, and other places as well, they argue, when exactly do you make the bracha for, when do you make the bracha for this, what do you call it? For the father. Do you make the bracha before? Because L'chayda, Rabbeinu Shmuel says, that every mitzvah you have to make a bracha, so the father should make the bracha before the bris. Even though in our Gemara it seems the mole makes the bracha and then the father, but he says as Ra'yid, it says lihachni soi, future tense, which means the father should make the bracha before the bris. Other Rishonim disagree with it totally, because it says by the oimdim immediately respond kishem shenichnis lebris, which means it already happened. Either father says lahachnis doesn't only mean two lahachnis. Even the Gemara says in Pesachim of Zion that li means future, it doesn't mean only future, it can be past as well. So you can say lahachnis even though it already happened. Why should you make the bracha here after the mitzvah and all of the brachim before? So Rabbeinu Tam argues that this is the birchas hashevach. Birchas hamila is not a bracha on the mitzvah. It's more a praise to Hashem for giving us this possibility to make this bris on our child. The Rosh learns, however, that you make the bracha right after the mila before you do the priya. The moel always tells the guy, make the bracha straight away. You do it between the mila and the priya, so it's still considered oivel asiyasim. It's like when you wash your hands and you make the bracha before you wipe your hands. So it's still in the middle of the mitzvah, so you can make the bracha then as well. A third opinion is the reason why you can make the bracha afterwards, because you're not the one who's mauling. Someone else is making the birchas on mitzvahs. Since you're not the one doing the mitzvah, you don't have to make it necessarily before, you can make it even after. And there's a big machlek, is a shayinim in the Rambam itself, big argument, if he didn't make a mitzvah before the mitzvah, you can make a bracha later. Does he mean later even after the mitzvah is completed, or he means later while the mitzvah is still being done? Because our shayinim, our people learn Pshat the Rambam, there's Agoy Sashri in the Rosh and Chulin, that learn that you can make a mitzvah, even a bracha, even after the mitzvah is totally completed. Because you're still thanking the Eibishter for giving you the opportunity to do that mitzvah. So the fact that it says, Ha'einim Shom, we learn now that you have to stand by Bris Milah. That's what it says, all those who are standing there. Okay, and then you make another bracha, V'hamavarech. And another person has to make a bracha. It says, "Asher kiddush you did mebeten," that he made holy my friend from the birth. Who is his friend? Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says the friend is Yitzchak, because he says Hashem Asher Ahavta is Yitzchak. Tosfos says he did is actually referring to Avram, because as it brings from Yimya Mali Yididi Bebeis, it's my friend doing my house, and it's referring to Avram. And then Tosfos shows how all the others are sort of included in it. So interesting. Avram is called my friend. Yitzchak called my friend. Even though the Poel and the Chumash, the only ones really called my friend is Binyamin. Anyway, and then you say Choyk b'she'eri sam. You placed your Choyk in his flesh, which is the Bris. B'tze'etzav chosam ba'oiz priest kodesh, and then you sealed the oiz priest kodesh his descendants, and that is according to Tosfos with Tomad Yaakov. So all the others are included. And Al-Kain, therefore, Bezchar Zois, and this Char, is Kel Chai Chalkenu, the Ebesh is Al-Chelik, Tzavei Lahatzel Yedidu Sheireinu Mishachas, he gave this us to save us from Shachas, from being destroyed, Leman Brisoi Asher Somev Sereinu, because of the Bris that he placed in our flesh, Baruch HaTo Hashem, Koyreis HaBris. Interesting. Okay. Then it continues. What about what about Hamolos again? If you mal a gate, if you circumcise a gate, Oyme, you make a bracha. Whoever does the mila, bracha to Hashem, Mechayim Hashem Gishonu al Hamila, the same bracha as you make. But Hamavorech Oyme, Hashem Gishonu Lomelos a gateim, to mal the gate and lahatif mehem dal bris and to be matif. Because remember, the gate already had it. If they had a grisha before, Oyme was a tofa. Shul molid dam bris lein skayim b'shmayim vorech. Not for this, the world wouldn't exist. Remember, it says, "Imloy brisi yom v'lay lachuk shmayim loy samti." Baruch Hashem created a bris. Hamolos avodim, if you mal your evidence going through conversion, Oyme Hashem Gishonu al Hamila, the same bracha. Hamavorech Oyme. Asher kiddushon says one olomolos avodim ulahati mehem dambris. She'll mold dambris. If not for dambris, chukas shemayim va'aretz loin is kaimu. Shenemar it says, im lo bishem ilayla chukas shemayim va'aretz l'samti baruch ato Hashem koyreis habris. Hadin alach rabbe lezer de mila. This finishes Peter Lezer de mila, and now we are next to the 20th Perek. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Lezer says, Toilin es hamishameres biyamtiv. Now, we learned already before the concept of making an oil. You're not allowed to make a roof. And you're not allowed to make a permanent roof on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the question is if you can make a temporary roof on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the answer is you can't. But you can't make a temporary roof on Yom Tov either. And Rabbi Lezer says, when you put this, mishmeres is like a filter or a sieve or a strainer. If you put a strainer, let's say, over something and it's make it very tight, so now whatever you covered is completely covered, and you pour your wine through that strainer, we're going to see it's not boiter. Normally what you're doing is you're separating the wine from the junk, from the sediment and the dregs. So l'cheder should be boiter. We say it's not necessarily boiter. Rabbi Lezer holds not boiter, but there's a problem of oil. You created a cover. So Rabbi Lezer, I'm a toiliness of Shemeret B'yamtif. You're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. And the Gemara will explain why you're allowed to make an oil on Yom Tov. However, in Shabbos, you're not allowed to place it on there. Why? Because you're making an oil. But on Shabbos, v'noistin l'kluy b'Shabbos, if it was already placed there before Shabbos, it's just a question of pouring the wine through, you're allowed to because it's not considered like you are boiter. Rashi just says, why not? Because ein derech boiter b'kach. This is not the common way of doing boiter. I guess for wine. This is not the way they do boiter for wine. They have other special implements they use for wine. You don't normally do it with a little, like a cheesecloth, and you put it over a bottle. That's not how you do it. The Chachamim Oimrim, Ein Toilin Esem Shameres B'Yamtiv. You're not allowed to. You said that on Yamtiv, you're not allowed to because you're making an oil. The Ein, even though it's temporary, the Ein Noistin L'Kluy B'Shabbos. They say you're not allowed to put it on something hanging on Shabbos because it is boiter, even though it's already placed in before Shabbos. I will Noistin L'Kluy B'Yamtiv. On Yamtiv, you're allowed to. And yet, because derech achila, it's not like you're storing it away for future. You just, if you're putting the bottle, obviously a cup, you're doing it straight away. So it's not the normal way, and therefore you're allowed to. Says the Gemara, Hash to Rabbi. So Rabbi Lezer says, "Branyant if you're allowed to." It doesn't make sense. Hash to Rabbi Lezer was so machmer previously. If you remember, we talked about a shutter. According to Rabbi Lezer, a shutter is like adding to the building. The only way you can put it back is if it's tied to the, if it's tied, it's tied to the window, and it was hanging and not even touched the ground. Because he was so worried about oil. And over here, he's the one who's mekel. The Chachamim, they said, it doesn't have to be, we don't care if it's touching the ground or not touching the ground. We had a machlekes where they also hold it, it has to even be tied. And here, there's so machmer. What's going on here? He says that you now even add to a temporary oil. Yet here he says you're allowed to. What's the story? Now we learn. You want to close up. Let's say you want to close up a skylight on the roof. Isabeleza says Bizman Shekosher Vitoli. You need two conditions. It has to be tied to the roof and it has to be suspended, not touching to the ground. And but then you're allowed to close up because you're adding to an oil. We're very worried. But if it's already attached, you're not adding. But you're not ain't poking, but you're not allowed. Even though it's temporary, you're gonna take it away again, it doesn't matter. The Chachamim say Benkach or Benkach. We had a machlekes about Benkach or Benkach is, but poking by. Or like we learned that one opinion is that whether it's suspended or whether it's hanging on the ground, doesn't matter, you can put it on. So the Chachamim Mekel. And Rabbi Chama Yechon, Hakol Moim, everyone agrees, she ain't oisin oil ada betchil be yomtiv. You're not allowed to make an oil ada in yomtiv. And ain't talk loim b'shabbos. And the only argument is el loisif. If you can add, you already have a ceiling, you just have a hole there, a skylight. You want to add, cover that skylight. So the question is, you're adding to an oil. There's a machlek is Elazar Chachamim Elazar. So machmir, you can't even add to an oil. Is the luchayid? And over here he says you're allowed to on yomtiv put it on. What's going on here? And the Chomayim, Shabbalezer, but ain't my sifim be yomtiv, ain't talking machine allowed to add. Chomayim, sifim be shabbalezer be yomtiv. Rabbalezer is one answer, Rabbalezer is sov like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbalezer holds like Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean? That even though Taki agrees in making an oil, but remember we learned before that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you're allowed to, according to others, that, what do you call it? That machshidei oichel, not only you're allowed to do things for food on yomtiv, but you're allowed to do things that in preparation for yomtiv as well. Not like Rabbi Kiva says that you have to do it before. The Tanya, we learn, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein bein yomtiv l'shabbos elo oichel nefesh bavad." The Tanya Kama says only actual cooking, and Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshirei oichel nefesh. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yehuda that machshirei oichel nefesh are permitted, and that's why you're allowed to put this strainer or this sieve over this bottle. So you know what? I don't understand. Even Rabbi Yehuda, "Ein b'dishamin Rabbi Yehuda." When did Rabbi Yehuda say you're allowed to do it on yomtiv and machshin? Those machshin efshas asayz marion. You could have done it before yomtiv. Ab machshinish efshas asayz marion. You could have strained the wine fry out of yomtiv. Mi shamat lei. Did you hear that? Answer the Gemara. You're right. The Rabbi Lezer adifa mid Rabbi Yehuda. Lezer goes one more step. Not only can you do machshiri oichel nefesh on yomtiv, even though you could have done it before yomtiv, you're permitted to do on yomtiv. That's what Rabbi Lezer holds of here. You're allowed to suspend that sieve or that strainer, that cheesecloth, over this cup to do it. It's not considered making an oil. And beiter, it's not the normal way of doing beiter, you know, putting it over a cup or something to, you know, the wine. Usually you put over a barrel and you have a whole, and you prepare, you know, loads of wine. You don't just do a little bit, enough to drink. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.